Welcome to the New Hermetics program, Balancing the Elements. With this program, you will be able to move away from negative elemental traits and instead begin to manifest new positive traits. First, you must choose from the negative qualities that you really want to get rid of and the positive qualities that you'd really like to have in your personality. This will help you succeed with this program. If you choose qualities that you only sort of want to get rid of and qualities you only sort of want to manifest, then you're really not going to get excellent results. You can do that in the future once you've mastered this pattern, but in the beginning, choose things that you'd really like to develop in your life. For example, you could have chosen the negative water trait of low self-esteem. So, the positive fire trait that you would be invoking is high self-esteem. In this program, you would move away from low self-esteem towards high self-esteem. Of course, you can use this program with any negative and positive qualities from the charts in your workbook. This program will allow you to change the way you react to any situation in your life, however you may like. The purpose of this is not actually to eliminate anything. We don't want to eliminate choices, we want to expand choices. The purpose of this is to merely expand your choices so that you can be balanced and have the greatest possibility for experience in your life. It may seem that this technique is very fast and simple, but this is actually the way that your brain changes, fast and simply. You will want to use this program many times until all of your character traits are fully balanced. But to begin with, choose one negative quality of your personality and the opposite positive quality from the other element. Make sure that you really want the positive quality in your life. If you don't want the positive quality in your life, choose a different negative and positive. If there's an element that you don't feel that you have any negative traits in, look at the positive traits and find one that you want to manifest. If you don't have it, chances are you do have the negative trait a little bit at least. If you feel that you have all of the positive traits of a certain element and none of the negative traits of the opposite element, then you can just redouble your efforts with all the other elements. But you might want to consider whether you're being entirely honest with yourself. There's nothing wrong with imbalance as long as you're ready to correct it. It is only you that will gain or lose from these programs. But I'm sure that you've chosen wisely and that you are ready to proceed. If not, please stop the program and make your choices and restart it when you're ready. Because this tape contains powerful relaxation suggestions, you must not listen to it in a moving automobile or while engaged in any activity that requires your full concentration. If at any time while you're listening to this tape a situation occurs that requires your full attention, you will return immediately to normal conscious awareness and be able to handle the situation calmly, alertly, and appropriately. Please find a place where you'll be able to sit or lie down and relax for about the next half hour. Simply allow yourself to begin relaxing. And take a deep breath in with me. And let it out. And take a deep breath in. And let it out. And in. And out. And in. And out. And continue breathing, allowing yourself to become more and more relaxed, relaxing your feet and your ankles, relaxing your calves, relaxing your knees and your thighs, relaxing your buttocks and your hips, Allow your stomach and your back to relax. Let your chest relax. Allow your shoulders and arms to relax. And your hands and your fingers. Allow your neck to relax. Relax your face and your jaws all the way to the top of your head. Just allow yourself to fully relax. And now that you're really beginning to relax, you can imagine a door in front of you. It is the doorway to your inner temple. And you may now open this door and step through into your inner temple, moving to the center of the room. It is an empty room with colored walls. Yellow in the east in front of you, red to your right in the south, black to your left in the north, and blue behind you in the west. Above you is a starry sky, and directly above your head is a brightly shining globe of pure white radiance. You reach your hand up and touch this white radiance, feeling fully connected with the glow of your connection to cosmic consciousness. And as you look up into this shining globe of white radiance above your head, you can experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly. And it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple and you are in the center of the light. And you look in front of you to the yellow air wall in your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you say knowledge. And you look to your right, to the red firewall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say will. And you look to your right again, to the blue water wall of your inner temple, and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say daring. And you look to your right again, to the black earth wall of your inner temple, and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say silence. You turn to your right again and face the yellow wall, extending your imaginary hands to your sides, making the form of a cross, and you say, before me intelligence, behind me understanding, to my right creation, to my left manifestation, seeing your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places. And you allow these guardians to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And you look up at your shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as it reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a golden globe, like an inner sun, begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple and you are in the center of the light. And now, clear away any images that remain on your walls so that they are just a yellow, red, blue, and black wall, like blank, colored movie screens, where you can project pictures that you will create. Now, you're going to want to face the corner of the temple that's appropriate for the changes that you want to make. You'll want to face the southwest corner of your temple if you are working with fire and water, or the northeast corner if you are working with water and air. By moving to these positions, you will be straddling the two elemental areas. Turn to the wall corresponding to the negative trait that you're going to be moving away from. Now, make a big, bright picture on this wall of what you would see with eyes when you're about to experience the negative trait. Experience whatever feelings, images, or sounds that precede you experiencing your negative trait. Picture it as if you were totally immersed in the experience, seeing what you would see through your eyes, smelling, hearing, feeling the feelings, and let this image go for a moment. Blank this wall of your temple. Now, turn to the wall corresponding to the positive quality that you are invoking. Make a bright, colorful picture on this wall of what you would look like when you manifest your new quality. How will you stand and breathe? What kind of expression will be on your face? What sorts of new things will you be able to do? Make this an image of you looking at yourself in the distance. Make the picture as bright and appealing and desirable as you can. Now shrink this image down so that it is very small and move it way back into the wall so that it's far away. But you can still see it in the very distance. Now look over at the first wall and see that bright image of the experience that you have just before experiencing the negative trait. Experience that completely. Now quickly shrink this image down to a very small size and far away and turn back to the positive image on the second wall. As you do this, make the positive image grow to fill the second wall brightly and appealingly. Do this very fast and then blank both of the walls. Now again, look over at the first wall, and again see through your eyes a bright image of the experience that you have just before experiencing the negative trait. Now quickly shrink this image down to a very small size far away and turn back to the new positive image on the second wall, making the positive image grow to fill the second wall brightly and appealingly. Now blank both walls. Once again, look over at the first wall, and see through your eyes a bright image of the experience that you have just before experiencing the negative trait. Now quickly shrink this image down to a very small size far away and turn back to the positive image, making the positive image grow to fill the second wall brightly and appealingly. Again, look over at the first wall and see through your eyes a bright image of the experience that you have just before experiencing the negative trait. Now quickly shrink this image down to a very small size far away and turn back to the positive image on the second wall, making the positive image grow to fill the second wall brightly and appealingly. Now blank the both walls again. Now quickly turn back to the first wall and see through your eyes again a bright image of the experience that you have just before experiencing the negative trait. Now quickly shrink this image down to a very small size far away and turn back to the positive image on the second wall, making the positive image grow to fill the second wall brightly and appealingly. Again, look over at the first wall and see through your eyes a bright image of the experience that you have just before experiencing the negative trait. Now quickly shrink this image down to a very small size far away and turn back to the new positive image on the second wall, making the positive image grow to fill the second wall brightly and appealingly. Now blank both walls. Look over at the first wall again and see through your eyes that image of the experience that you have just before experiencing the negative trait. Now quickly shrink this image down to a very small size far away and turn back to the new positive image on the second wall, making the image grow to fill the second wall brightly and appealingly. Blank both walls. Look over at the first wall again and see through your eyes that bright image of the experience that you have just before experiencing the negative trait. Now quickly shrink this image down to a very small size far away and turn back to the new positive image on the second wall, making the positive image grow to fill the second wall brightly and appealingly. Now blank both walls. Look over at the first wall again and see through your eyes a bright image of the experience that you have just before experiencing the negative trait. Now quickly shrink this image down to a very small size far away and turn back to the new positive image on the second wall, making the positive image grow to fill the second wall brightly and appealingly. Now blank both walls. Again, look over at the first wall and see through your eyes a bright image of the experience that you have just before experiencing the negative trait. Now quickly shrink this image down to a very small size and far away and turn back to the new positive image on the second wall, making the positive image grow to fill the second wall brightly and appealingly. Okay, blank both walls again. Again, look over at the first wall and see through your eyes a bright image of the experience that you have just before experiencing the negative trait. Quickly shrink this image down to a very small size and far away and turn to the new positive image on the second wall, making the positive image grow to fill the second wall brightly and appealingly. Blank both walls again. Turn back to that first wall, and again, see through your eyes a bright image of the experience you have just before experiencing the negative trait. Quickly shrink this image down to a very small size and far away, and turn back to the new positive image on the second wall, making the positive image grow to fill the second wall brightly and appealingly, and blank both walls. Now look over at the first wall again, and see through your eyes a bright image of the experience that you have just before experiencing the negative trait. Quickly shrink this image down to a very small size and far away, and turn back to the new positive image on the second wall, making the positive image grow to fill the second wall brightly and appealingly. Blank both walls. Now, I'd like you to rise up above your inner temple into the starry sky above. And I'd like to begin you to begin to imagine yourself in a situation where in the past you would have reacted with the negative trait, and instead imagine yourself instantly manifesting the new trait. This will allow you the freedom to choose this new trait instead of the old one. And now I'd like you to imagine yourself in another situation where in the past you would have reacted with the negative trait. And instead, imagine yourself reacting with this new trait. And now I would like you to return to your inner temple, and when you reach there, face the east once again and look up at the shining globe of white radiance above your head and experience that radiance shining down into you, filling your whole being with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms, and you are now within a cross of light, and in your chest, where these two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart. And it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you look to the east wall, the air wall of your inner temple, and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you say knowledge. And you look at the red fire wall of your inner temple, and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly. And you say will. And you look at the blue water wall of your inner temple, and you project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say daring. And you look at the black earth wall of your inner temple and project a pentagram at it, making the wall glow more brightly and distinctly, and you say silence. And you face the yellow wall again, extending your imaginary arms to form a cross, and you say, before me intelligence, behind me understanding, to my right creation, to my left manifestation. And you see your four elemental guardians appearing in their proper places, and you allow them to fade from view, knowing that they are still protecting and empowering you. And you look up at the shining globe of white radiance above you and experience that radiance shining down through you, filling your whole body with a shaft of light as it descends to your feet in your inner temple. And as the light reaches your feet, another globe of dazzling light appears at your feet. And another globe of light appears at your right shoulder, sending a shaft of light to your left shoulder, where a fourth globe of white radiance forms. And you are now within a cross of light. And in your chest, where the two shafts of light meet, a globe like a golden sun begins to form, glowing brightly in your heart, and it begins to grow and glow more brightly, and it gets bigger and bigger until it encompasses the whole of your inner temple, and you are in the center of the light. And you turn to your western wall and go out of the door of your inner temple, returning to body consciousness, as I count from 1 to 5, 1 getting in touch with your body and breathing, 2 feeling focused and clear, 3 knowing your success with the new hermetics is assured, 4 wiggling your fingers and toes, and 5 fully alert, awake, and refreshed. And now that you can know that you have made dramatic, magical changes in your life, and that you can choose to continue experiencing these new positive character traits forever, and you may want to go through this pattern with all of your negative traits, it really won't take very long at all, and you will dynamically change yourself into a well-balanced and free individual. This is the end of this tape. Please fast forward to properly cue up the other side for your next listening.